We are going to continue the hour by talking about a big event coming up tonight at 7 p.m. Tune in to WRAL for this year's Big Night In for the Arts. It's a fundraiser for local artists and arts organizations across the Triangle. A lot of great performers are going to be part of this, including some of our favorite musicians on Live and Local. Ben Folds will be part of it, His Gold Messenger, Nina Freelon, Grammy nominee this year. And you can get more info on all of this at bignightin.org. It's to support arts organizations around the Triangle and around the state. One of the people who is going to be a part of this evening is North Carolina Poet Laureate Jackie Shelton Green, who is fighting off laryngitis to be a part of this event. And she joins us now here in the studio to talk about it. Jackie, thank you so much for being with us. Good morning.
Thank you for having me and my creaky voice.
We'll keep it short so you can save your voice for tonight. Isn't it always the way, like, you have this big event coming up and laryngitis strikes at the worst possible moment?
I know, but, you know, we get brownie points for showing up.
Yeah.
So thank you for having me, and thank you for promoting what I consider a very significant moment in the state of North Carolina and locally, as we gather in the name of the arts, in the spirit of community building through the arts, and to remind people how valuable the arts are to our well-beings, especially in this time of so many challenges. We see how art is being embraced by people all over the world, not just locally, but as a means to an end. Art does comfort, it does nurture, it does create safe spaces for people. Mm-hmm. So I'm very honored to participate in Big Night In.
Yeah.
And I think it's wonderful because people can gather in their homes with families, with friends, and witness some of the amazing energy that our very artistic people are not only making, but sharing very generously around our state. So I'm totally honored.
You knew going into the pandemic, to the last couple of years, just how important the arts are in people's lives, in the life of a community, and in a society and in a nation and in a world. What has surprised you in the last couple of years about just how important or the way that the arts have had an impact?
Well, I think that people, when material things are no longer valued at the level that our culture values them, we turn inward, we turn to the spirit, we turn to the soul. And, you know, art has always been available, and it's not about going into, you know, the big fancy museums all the time, or people having the seasonal tickets for big productions. It's about the everydayness and ordinariness of what it means to be a creative maker. So cooking is an art.
Yep.
Families, I hear stories of families who have, like, just become serious foodies and exploring amazing recipes outside of their norm. Or people who, you know, are going into the natural world and finding the natural art that's available there. And children, you know, once again, reconnecting with nature in a very powerful way. So for me, I always say that there are some wonderful love letters that we can write to COVID-19. We also know the tragedies and the sorrows and the sufferance, but there are some celebrations inside of this moment, and I hear them coming from school children across the state when I'm doing Zoom residencies with public schools across the state, and young people talking about the fact that they were home, that their dad was home.
Mm-hmm.
And dad is a workaholic. I can't remember the last time my little brother and I just did a pickup game in the backyard with our father. I'd forgotten how much fun he was. And maybe he'd forgotten how much fun he was, because it was all about being busy and being a doer. So I think COVID, one thing that it has done for our family is really imposed upon us the spirit of resilience and the spirit of those connections being so valuable and meaningful. And yes, we make art. And sometimes people are not calling what they're making art. But I think it's been a portal that some of us have walked into very differently And I think that's what's made the difference. And I'm so, so excited that our arts councils locally understand their positions and how much it's important for them to reach out to the community, because we should be giving back. They've given so much and continue to give so much. And we're doing all of this for our future generations.
Speaking with Jackie Shelton Green, North Carolina Poet Laureate. Big night in for the arts tonight, 7 p.m. on WRAL. You can tune in for that. Get more info online at bignightin.org. And this is a fundraiser for local artists and arts organizations across the Triangle. What is the state of the arts community right now in terms of how arts organizations and individual artists have managed to get through the last couple of years?
Well, I think the generosity of the NEA and the generosity of the State Arts Council has been very impactful and pivotal. At the same time, there are low-wealth counties in North Carolina that are not doing that well. There are, outside of the bigger arts organizations, there are smaller community-based organizations that have suffered and are suffering. And this is the time to make sure and ensure that they don't disappear. You know, I've seen programming just personally. A lot of my residencies and many of my speaking engagements were just shut down because organizations were closed, and some are just reopening. So that's the state. We're in a good state. North Carolina is a good state to be for the arts, but it's not going to be that way if we don't become the stewards, the trustees, the financial benefactors that we need to be.
Speaking with Jackie Shelton Green, and we'll wrap up now so you can save your voice. But people want to support the arts and the arts community. Obviously, bignightin.org is the website. Tune in tonight at 7 o'clock to WRAL. What else can people do?
Send money. So tonight, as you're listening and boogieing to the music and wondering how my voice cleared up so magically, send money to support the magic that we're going to weave tonight. And I'm very, very grateful to represent the state as a North Carolina Poet Laureate, and continue to support us. Thank you.
7 p.m. this evening on WRAL. Tune in for Big Night In for the Arts. Get more info online at bignightin.org. Jackie Shelton Green, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.